This week, a BuzzBubble special presentation. Our Martin Agency special feature continues with an insider tour of the Martin Agency in Richmond, Virginia.
On the BuzzBubble.
Hey, I'm Dean Jarrett. I head up marketing communications for the Martin Agency. Here you are in lovely Richmond, Virginia, and you want to follow me? I'll give you a little tour. Come on.
Let's start with the outside here at One Chaco Plaza, where we've been since 1997.
Prior to that, we had like 9 buildings, and if you had to have a meeting with all your people, everybody had to drive to one place, so we were pretty excited to get here. We worked with an architect who worked really hard to combine the sort of 18th century surroundings of this beautiful tobacco sort of marketplace where people used to come and share their wares, and wagons would come in and drop off tobacco and cotton and all those things. So on the outside, the goal was, how do you put a 122,000 square foot building in a space that really doesn't dwarf the neighborhood? So they built 2 towers and wrapped all the way back around to Carey Street and used a lot of references from Italianate design with the long punch windows and the brick and the cobblestones. And we also used a lot of ironworks because, as you know, Tredegar Ironworks is the only reason we were able to stay in the Civil War for 4 full years, because we actually had somebody who was making cannons and guns and ammo. And so we've got a lot of iron references here, but as soon as you step through those doors, you go from an 18th century sort of architectural surrounding into a 21st century communications company. Here we are in our lobby. Over this way, we have our broadcast production department. I would go show you that, but unfortunately, most of those guys are out shooting commercials, and they're rarely ever here. So it would look like a bad use of real estate. One of the most famous tourism slogans of all time, created in 1969, Virginia is for lovers. Pretty avant-garde, if you think about it. In the late 60s, what kind of lovers? Beach lovers, history lovers, mountain lovers. Whatever you want in Virginia, you can find it. 1969. Everybody knows the famous gecko, and he was created by the Martin Agency in 1999. We were the agency of record for Al Gore's initiative, We. Discover Card, proud to say that we choose the moon, just won 2 golds and a silver at the One Show. And last night it won a silver at the Kellys, the magazine campaign that went along with this. So the moon's been an incredible award winner, and it was an amazing thing to be a part of. Let's recreate the Apollo 11 moon mission, and this time everybody's invited. Walmart, we do all the work for those guys, barely there. There's a thing about bras that evidently, if you're a woman, you want them to be smooth underneath and not lumpy. So our team has taken this campaign. This was even a award-winning billboard in Times Square that featured 50-foot tall headlights. I'm not kidding. We designed all the corporate identity and everything having to do with the Microsoft store, and opened 2 of them last year. It Must Be Love is our USTA campaign, and it broke last year. As it turns out, the US Open in New York is the world's largest sporting event. And this campaign focused on why these athletes chose tennis over all the other loves in their life. And the only way they get as good as they get is because they're so passionate about it. It must be love. This is the hand of the guy you interviewed earlier. And while that's not his most prominent feature, which we all know is his hair, that's a pretty good arm right there, including the sleeve and the little arm hair, and that freckle is very distinctive. We have a lot of rooms that are dedicated to specific clients. This is our Walmart room. We have teleconferencing set up in there, so we're regularly meeting with our client in Bentonville, and these guys have meetings with those guys and telecommute with them almost every day. And in this room is posted a lot of things that we use on a daily basis about strategy, about the different categories, where we're going. And so when the team's in there, they're surrounded by everything that they need on that account, including the client. One of the main goals with this space was to put a lot of emphasis on collaborative space and reduce the emphasis on individual space. So we have now probably nearing 60 teaming rooms, some of them really big for big teams, some of them small that only hold a couple of people. But the goal is to get smart people together, working together as often as possible. Collaboration is the key. And if they have to go back and make a phone call, they can do that somewhere else. I think one of the key things about this building for us has been this space right here. This is our atrium, and what it allows us to do, unlike a lot of agencies, is it allows us to show potential clients, current clients, and even our own staff the collective enthusiasm of our people. For example, when we were in the Saab review, we actually cut the front off the building and brought Saabs in, hit them up under the wings here, and while the client was in the conference room, we
transformed the space into a Saab showroom, and at the end of the presentation said, hey, you want to come see how we're going to move the metal in the showroom? And they're like, what are you talking about? We come out here, our people are hanging off of every balcony. There's 500 people in this room, and this entire floor down here is covered, has Saab automobiles, Saab signage, banners, web presence, the whole thing. So they were actually able to see a campaign that they had just seen in the presentation room come to life in the showroom. We also like to take that cart and bring it through whenever people are taping things so that, you know, that guy, that's Larry, he's great. Four times a year we have quarterly staff meetings here, and we set up bleachers, hit a button, the blinds come down, and the number one thing employees hate with most companies, their number one complaint is not that they don't make enough money or that they're not recognized. The number one complaint is they don't know what's going on inside their own company. So for 20 years we said that's a problem we can solve. So four times a year without fail, we have company staff meeting where we show people what's going on, we tell them what our ambitions are, we show the work, we give account updates, and around Christmas time we have a talent show, and you should see Michelle sing. She's fantastic. If I broke that, they'd be really mad at me. I'm okay. Sometimes we'll take a room and turn it into a room that might be used by the target. So this is our X Games room, and rather than just have a boring conference room, we said, what would a room be like if it was the bedroom of a 13, 14-year-old boy? So obviously it'd have a surfboard, coffee table, things hanging from the ceiling, and just general overall messiness. So that's what we've tried to achieve here, and I think we've done it. You know, one thing you might think is cool is a post-production facility. So just like in a lot of production, post-production houses, we have multiple editing suites, and people are booking time for these constantly, and as you can tell, sometimes they get so booked that we even have to edit out in the hall. What you're looking at there is the world's largest collection of refrigerator magnets. In fact, he has a refrigerator door that's almost full, but he had to abandon the door and move to a giant piece of metal. And the deal is, if you ever want Jim to get your work done, when you travel, you must bring him a refrigerator magnet. Otherwise, he mysteriously doesn't get your emails. I don't know what's up with that. Mike was inducted into the One Club Creative Hall of Fame, and we had a party here for everybody who didn't get to go to New York, and all of the creative folks created that line of posters, which are all included on his website called weallovemike.com. And if you haven't been there to sign the guest book, you should. And all these are little pieces of art that are included on that site.
Here we go with the BFG room. Now there's a couple of distinct smells in here. The smell of tires, our BFG client, and the smell of a Marlin. This giant Marlin was caught by our account director, and there was nowhere in his house to put it. So here we have it.
This is the hub of the area where art directors, copywriters, and strategic planners are all sort of intermingled together. This is Bruce Kelly, the main man. He's the head of account management. And this is Superman.
I asked him not to try to make extra money with these tours.
I know, but you know, there's a big market for him on YouTube, so I figured we would just do it. Jonathan Sackett, it's his birthday. He's our chief digital officer. And they photoshopped him into Superman, and that's the best his pecs have ever looked, without a doubt. Come on up the spiral staircase.
I heard that.
This is a account management, so we have teams on this floor that go all the way around to the back to the other side where we were earlier. All of our account folks' job is to know their client's business inside and out, to help planners and everybody figure out what's next, and to work directly with the clients and all of our project teams to figure out, of all the things we have to bring to bear, what's the right thing for the right budget to get the maximum results for our clients. So that's what these folks do. But I'm going to show you a cool balcony. Come on. When the architect built the building, they came to us and said, hey, when you're coming down Carey Street, there's this sort of roof line that kind of follows and stair steps down the street. And if we build your third floor all the way out, it's going to really mess that up. So we're going to have to recess the third floor and give you this 20-foot wide balcony, and that's what we're going to have to do. And we said, so what's the problem? So this has turned out to be a great space. People eat lunch out here, bring their laptops and their wireless phones, and it's just a great outdoor space. And we've been known to throw up tiki huts and have the whirring of blenders and have fun out here too. This is a great picture of the skyline of Richmond. And if you keep going down river, because just to our right here is the James River, there's an area called Tobacco Row. And
right down through there, 100 years ago, is where the majority of the cigarettes in America were made. Now all this has turned into sort of a mixed-use facility with tons of restaurants, live music, clubs, lots of office space, and it's just kind of got a really interesting vibe to it. And our employees like it a lot. A lot of them live nearby, ride their bikes to work. And so it's turned out to be a great thing for us being right in the heart of downtown Richmond.
Wow, well, all that and a giant fish too. I want to thank Dean and Michelle for the Martin Agency tour. It was fantastic. Stay tuned for CEO Mike Hughes coming up next. Thanks very much.
Tune in next week for the Martin Agency President Mike Hughes on the Buzz Bubble.